This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Brothers and sisters in Islam, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all. You know, I'm going to miss sharing these taraweeh reminders with you all, but I pray we continue benefiting each other. I benefit from your feedback, and I hope I can benefit you from my knowledge as well, even after Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, we've developed a special relationship this Ramadan because of the Quran. May it continue. Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. In tonight's Taraweeh, the Imam read from Surah Al-Qamar, then Surah Al-Rahman, then Surah Al-Waqi'ah, then Surah Al-Hadid. And, you know, these are surahs that we all know, and there's just so much to share, especially with Surah Al-Rahman, Surah Al-Waqi'ah. But I just felt overwhelmed when he was reciting Surah Al-Qamar, because Surah Al-Qamar, Allah often repeats, وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرِ فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرِ, that we've made this Quran easy to read and learn. So who wants to do it? And Allah keeps mentioning this after teaching us of a people that received guidance through the prophets that Allah sent them, and they denied their prophet, so Allah destroyed them. And in Surah Al-Qamar, Allah uses powerful, powerful sentences and expressions. Very powerful, especially for those who understand the Arabic language. Not just telling you they were destroyed, this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us. It's extremely powerful. Subhanallah. And as I was listening, I couldn't help but say that La ilaha illallah. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, I'm listening to the surah as a Muslim, as a believer, not as a disbeliever. Imagine how difficult Surah Al-Qamar would be on those who didn't accept the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as the final messenger and accept Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as one. Imagine how scary reading Surah Al-Qamar would be. I mean, it's scary for a believer, but we say alhamdulillah, we're Muslims, and Allah showers His mercy upon us from Ar-Rahman and His mercy upon us from Ar-Rahim. It's the mercy which is all-encompassing, and a mercy which is specific to the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah. So even though it's scary, but we say alhamdulillah, we Muslims. How must it be for those who are not from the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the believing Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding and keep us steadfast. Ameen. And then in Surah Al-Hadid, you know, the Imam emotionally recited Allah saying, أَلَمْ يَأْنِنِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ وَلَا يَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلُ فَطَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَمَدُ فَقَسَتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ وَكَثِيرٌ مِّنْهُمْ فَاسِقُونَ فَقَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَكَثِيرٌ مِّنْهُمْ فَاسِقُونَ. Subhanallah. Allah says, has a time not come for the believers, for their hearts to revere Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for their hearts to revere Allah, for them to behave like Muslims, think like Muslims, and speak like Muslims? Has the time not come for them to revere Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of this Quran which Allah has revealed in truth? And then Allah says, just don't be like the people before you, O Muslims. Don't be like the followers of Musa and Isa. They ended up becoming a victim of life on earth. They ended up becoming a victim of time. They ended up becoming servants of their desires and slaves of their desires. And as a result, their hearts became hardened. And when your heart becomes hard, the eyes stop tearing. And when the eyes stop tearing, you become a sinner. Allah says many of them ended up being sinners. وَكَثِيرٌ مِّنْهُمْ فَاسِقُونَ. Many of them become sinners. Wallahi, brothers and sisters, there's nothing worse than a hard heart. Somebody might say, well, a hard rock is probably the hardest thing. I say, no. The hardest thing is a hard heart. Because a hard rock still gives benefit. Allah tells us the benefits of rocks in Surah Al-Baqarah. Allah says there's some rocks that split open and water goes through them. There's some rocks that you can plunge a hole into and water will come out of it. There's some rocks you see falling down the hills out of the khashya of Allah. Min khashyatillah. In Surah Al-Hadid, Allah says, تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُمْ. Has a time not come for the believers' hearts to revere Allah? Allah says, you see rocks rolling down the mountains out of reverence for the Creator. These are rocks. They're better than hard hearts. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from sins that make our hearts hard and bless us with a tongue moist with istighfar, because istighfar removes the black dots and layers of black dots that formulate a hard heart. Allah says in Surah Al-Mutaffifin, Rana ala qulubihim. Rana ala qulubihim. Scholars of tafsir describe it as black dots because of sins that move over the heart and start blocking the light of iman and belief. And the weaker the light of iman, the harder the heart becomes. Brothers and sisters in Islam, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our Ramadan. You know the action point for this evening, right? It's got to do with you revising yourself, revising your deeds, and taking into consideration how much time do you spend seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Run some analysis on your heart this evening, brothers and sisters in Islam. Run an audit, a heart audit. Audit your heart. May Allah bless you all. Salamullahi alaykum wa rahmatuhu wa barakatuh.